as if it had been formulated in terms of Achim. So if not for the three lavim, I wouldn't know that it's an Isachir. But now that we have three lavim, and the three lavim are all formulated in terms of Bishul, why to tell us that Bishul is only Oseh Ahom Tzatzer Achire? So now the net result of all that is that the love of that the love that it's an Israel, since it's an Israel, so even though the Torah doesn't employ the form of Yechal Zecha, but the net result of this Yalfuse is that it's an Israel. So maybe the Israel is also to be treated as a derivative, as a derivative of the Israel. So since it's a derivative of Yisachir, so Mele we say in Yisachar Yisach, and we cannot say Yisamesi, because first Yisachir has to take effect. Then we'll have Yisachar Noe. And since we got Yisachir, we say there is a loch of Yisachar Yisach, so there is no Yisachar Noe either. So it's not Yisamesi. All right, this will be here. Now, yesterday I mentioned about keeping this dog in and coming to the meeting. Now, I want to mention again, because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'll be forced to embarrass. Anyone who does not come to the meeting and who doesn't explain to me should not come into Yeshiva, to any Yeshiva, because I'll tell him to leave. And I'll be forced to embarrass. So it's the second warning. The second warning that I'm giving you, and something else that I would like to mention. I don't want any pups to be taken to this medrash, and I don't want any aromas of drinking the pap outside the Bismedrash and the chair. I don't want that. And no paps, no food can be brought into any of the classrooms and to enter into the Bismedrash. Baruch Hashem, we have here a dining room, and if you have to drink, you go into the dining room and you drink. And you cannot drink in the Bismedrash or the classroom, or even by drinking it on a chair near the door of the Bismedrash. These aromas will not be tolerated.
That's the way because it was mentioned that Mechalov does not come within the Issa of Gosem Cholov, because Mechalov is a din of Maya, it's not Cholov. So Yesh Mishayim, in other words, the Rosh says that Mechalov does not have reference to way. And way in Yisuv the Chalav, way is also not here to be mivashir with Gosal. Elo Meicholov, and Acha Sheis Magvino, mivashim on Yisuv. So when you take the way and you boil it, so then the Voichel Tzopnu Milo, the Lemisha Bey, so then whatever remains after that, so Elo Mayim Baalme, Zeu Alikho Meicholov. Cholov hanimtza b'keim. Eine cholov umuta levashel b'yposo afilu b'tzolil shabu. V'yeish b'sheiz. We saw last time that there are three shittes. Rashi, the Riv, Rashi, and Rav Natan. So the Riv is the biggest maker. So he says that cholov hanimtza b'keim, or even if it's completely liquid, tzolil. So he does not have a din of cholov. And then Rashi is the biggest machmir, that he says even if it's korush, so it has a din of cholov. And then Ramitam is in between. Ramitam shita is if it's olu, so it has a din of cholov. If it's korush, if it coagulated, so it does not have a din of cholov. So you have three shittas. But the Mechaber mentions only two shittas. So cholov animtza b'keivo eini cholov umuta levashu b'posor afilu b'tzolu shabu. That's the Riv shita, the kulen. And then v'yesh b'shehi seya that's Rav Natan. By Tzolul Shebo, but not by Korosh Shebo. So in other words, he only mentions two days. He doesn't mention Rashi Shite, that even Korosh has a din of Cholov. Now Cholov hanim tzo b'keiv. Shenim la b'kevoso. So the Ramo says, in the Agoe, lechatchil ein la'anichi b'keivo, ad sheitztane na Cholov b'sei chakev. So lechatchil, we shouldn't let the cholov stay in the cave. Why? Because it is very hard. Aval b'deved, ein lochush. But with the Eved, there is no chash, because in order to answer it, so one of two things, either I'll be muliach harik v'seyach, or I'll be kobrush 24 hours. But if you don't even not muliach it, and you just let it stay for less than 24 hours, then the Eved cannot become osa. But on account of the fact that it's very harik, it's very strong, so you shouldn't let it stay in the cave at all, even less than 24 hours. So cholva nimtza b'kevo, shenimlar b'kevoso, so then the boso, so that cholov was beleya of that lining of the cable, the boso, so it becomes also it's boso b'cholov. Oy shoma b'yimechot, so through kovu sharei kibushu, it absorbed particles from the lining of the cable, which is boso. So the mele also lehamid bay. So what did it mean also lehamid bay? Now, so it's you see that it's possible to be maimed in the whole of Hanimtza Mekeiva too. In the whole of Hanimtza Mekeiva too. So if it is Kolush, so then it's certainly possible to be maimed it. But even if it's Olu, so it's still possible to be maimed. But if it is Olu, why is it different than any other milk? How can you be curdle milk with milk? So the answer is because the whole of Akeva, so the Shach says in Sif Chavov, Hatam Yifurishom Shecholov Akiva Chari V'Chomutz Sharem Amidim Bei. So that's called Hamode B'Kevo itself. Now the Gemara in Chum speaks of Hamode in the Kevo itself. What does it mean, the Kevo itself? That means the milk that coagulated, and Hamode in Ir Akiva, the lining of the Kevo. Now today we are Maimit. We make cheese with rennet. Rennet, that's the irakevo, that's the lining. But it's possible to be maimed cheese even in the kevo itself, which is nothing but milk. But it's milk that stayed in the kevo. So then it can curdle cheese. So if the cholov was nimtza b'kevo, for 24 hours, or it was nimlar b'kevo, so then it's also to be maimed even with the cholov. We're not talking about lining. Why? Because it absorbed the particles from the lining. So in effect, this cholov is an entity of basa b'cholov. Now it's an entity of basa b'cholov. So cholov nimtza b'kevo. So also lahamim. V'imehemid bay, and suppose he did, he was maimit gvino with that cholov. Im hu atzolil, or he say kolagvinis, because we passed like chavnetam that cholov animtza b'kevo, if it is solo, so it has a din of cholov. Now and this was nimlach b'kevoso, so mimele it is cholov that absorb boso, so it's a heftzel boso b'cholov. So mimele imor tovil is a kolagvinitz. So any cheese that was curdled through it, so is osa achihei samer b'cholov shehemid neged hakevo asur. What is kevo? Kevo means kevo is not boso. We're not talking here of the lining. We are talking of the milk. So that absorbed particles from the lining. So achihei samer b'cholov. Now, here, so the Shach asks a very strong kasha against this Ramah. Now, Rishonim say, when you pass like that, I mean, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ram, they say it, and we pass like that if, let's say, kosher in it, curdled cheese, so the cheese is muta. Kosher in it. In other words, as long as there was enough milk to have shishi neged this lining of the cable, this rennet. So why don't we say dovar amayim lafil melech lebotel? So the Ramban says that it's not shayach to say dovar amayim lafil melech lebotel ligabi bosa becholov, because the rennet, the boso is heter, and the cholov is also heter. Only if the two combine to such an extent of giving a tam one in the other, then it becomes a chesubas b'cholov. But here there is shishim, so it didn't combine to an extent of one giving tam in the other. But it's not shayach to say dovah ramayit, because the renet is dovah heta. If the renet is neveil renet, so then it's dovah yisea, so it's already yosea. So neveilay afilu belach lebottle. But here it's kosher renet, so it's not osa. But it should aseret mitzad b'sa b'cholov. So it's not shayach. It can only aseret to become b'sa b'cholov if it gives it tam. All right. So that's a dovah pashut. Even though there is a shnitzar shem to the contrary, but it seems very, very reasonable, and that's the way it passes. So that's all right if you take kosher renet, a renet from a behemo shchuto, and the lining of a cable of a behemo shchuto, and you put it in milk, and you make cheese. So then we say, as long as there is shishim in the milk, negate this lining of the kevo shchuto, so it's muta. But here we are dealing with milk hanimtza b'kevo, the kevo itself, ni milk hanimtza b'kevo, and it was nimlach b'kevo, so or it was kavush, so it absorbed particles of boso, so it's a hefzer of boso b'cholo. So here we are not miming it with boso. Here we are miming the cheese with boso b'cholov. Boso b'cholov, that's like the veile. So why did it? So even with the rishishi, it should be osa. I mean that. So the shach is that kash. The shach is that kash. Oh. L'chir ekoshi, the second line. Taf kufta the grace. The second line, in the shach. L'chir ekoshi. From the top. Amai sage misamech, ho acholov shemikeivu osea, mi'atzmei shenasas neveile, v'chana ma'amrino likamo, v'yusimen kufale, v'in din chticho arui nishabeit, elu misu amachmasa atzmo, kineveilu basa b'cholo, v'in keim kam, kim shiru dobar amaymi, afu velu lebotl, v'chim kosov amodachai perik, kol aboso, uchibas mamei, simen yutches, uchibas arav shimshen, b'maise, ושים שמנברום, במייסי שעושו גבינס, מחולוב שבקיבו, ונמצא, לאח הזמן בשיחסק שבחולוב, בו יום יבעת מן הדקים, שהגבינס אסוריס, כאילו שהוא יסמי מן הניסנטם, סובב שהטויר כוסף גם כאילו שכוסף הרב, יש למה, so why does he ask? וכאשר only against the רמור, he should ask, against the tour, that because the tour said at the end of Sinem Pesach went over. So he said, "Cholov anim tzabekeiv lidas aval vesine cholov mutar vashel bibosar afu litzolshu." The chikas of Aram, the Rashi Osre, the Chosav shu cholov gomo afu akom shu kol shnatzol. ורב נתם חיליק, הקור שבו היא נחולו ורצולו הוא חולו, לפי חוכים הולך הקיבו בחלבו, בחלופו, נסע משום בוסו בחולו, דימוליח כריסייח, וכן אם עומד ממאחו דיקום שכיבושו, so in other words, so he became a חפצה בוסו בחולו, then the tour concludes, ואם הם מתבוא גבינס, אם יש בו גבינס אין טעם, אסור את לרש, so he could ask the same קשה against the tour, so he says no, against the tour there is no קשה, because there is, it's a רשיילים, that even Neveila Renet, in the Rishishim, so it's also Muta. In other words, they do not agree of this Aloche, the Dovah HaMaimid, Afilu Velech Lebotl. So he says, we passed that if it was Maimid with Neveila Renet, then it's also, even the Rishishim. ואף שלטור כוסף גם כי כמו שכוסף רב, יש למה להטור ספיר עלי, לדובר המאמיד שעושה, בוטל מסמך, וחידס רמתם, וסמתם שיטה. So, we don't, but we, so maybe the two agrees with Rav Netam, but Ramo, so who is the Mechaber and Ramo, they both pass that if it's Neveil Renet, so it's, so then I feel a belly bottle. So how does he say here it's also like Neveil Renet, Bosa Becholov Renet, not Bosa Renet, but Bosa Becholov Renet, it already absorbed particles of Bosa, this Cholov Shebekev Abo, you know right, V'yesh, oh good. So after that, two goes come kicking first for Ravish Matos, really, the Ramay, which was about to be some of the time. What was my show? Oh, but against Ramo, it's a cash. So he says the Shah, the Yishlema, the Dafke Dover Ramayi, show also a Maatsmi Mamish. K כדי מבילה, המגינו דליבות, מה שאין כנוכה שאין המים מדוסה מעצמי, אלו משום תערו בזבוסה בחלות, הוא ייקח בוטל שם. Now, so, like this, if we didn't learn בוסה בחלות, תערו בז before, so, I would have to spend a lot of time in explaining the chach. But after learning Taruvah, so I mentioned several times in Taruvah that the Reb Chaim, I mean, so the way Reb Chaim explains the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivet in connection with Efshar Lisiach Yosef. So according to the Rambam, the Pshat in Efshar Lisiach Yosef, what does it mean Efshar Lisiach Yosef? Efshar Lisiach Yosef means if it tipas cholov, fell on Echticha of Bosom, to such an extent that it gave itam cholov in the Bosom. Then you took that chtiches baso, and you cooked it with other chtiches, and the bulk of the cholov that was originally absorbed by this chtiche was distributed among many chtiches. So at the end, there is a minimum of cholov remaining in that chtiche, less than is necessary to give it up. So if we say Efshar Lisiachta is muter, so then it's muta. But we pass Efshar Lisiachta is osea. So we say that chatiche remains osea, even though the bulk of the milk was squeezed out, was nischat from that chatiche, and it doesn't give a tam cholov in that chatiche, because once that milk gave a tam cholov in the bosa for one moment, so it became an entity of bosa becholov. So it remains osea even after the bulk. Even though later on the bulk of the milk was squeezed out. So according to the Rambam, it means that the halacha of bosa becholov implies that the bosa that was heter originally by itself, and the cholov was heter by itself. But the moment the two combined, so then to the extent of one giving it on the other, so then the cholov ingredient itself became a heftzer of Israel. And the bosa ingredient, in other words, if cholov and bosa, two ingredients, which by themselves at the very outset are heter, but if they combine to form an entity of bosa and cholov for one moment, then each ingredient, each raw material, becomes a heftzer of Israel. So in other words, once one gives a tam in the other, so the cholov by itself is a heftzer of Israel, and the bosa by itself is a heftzer of Israel. That's the shite, that's the reason as to why this chatiche, after the bulk of the milk is squeezed out, remains osa. But it was squeezed out. The answer is, the moment the cholov gave it tam, cholov the boso, so the boso ingredient became a heftzer of boso cholov. Alright, that's the shittes ram. The shittes raivet is that the Torah asat only the synthesis, the combination of boso and cholov. The Torah did not asat that the cholov by itself and the bosa by itself. So then you ask, if the Torah only asked the combination, the synthesis of the bosa and the cholov, so the moment you squeeze out the bulk of the cholov, there is no synthesis. The answer is, so it remains osea as a remnant of Israel. It remains a remnant of Israel. So in other words, so that is Israel. So this is what the Shach is saying. Yesh leimah. ויש לימא דווקא דובר המיינים שעושה מעצמי ממש, כדי מבילה, אמרינו בליבותו, מה שאם כן הוכר, שאין המיינים דעושה מעצמי, אלו משום תארו בספוסו בחולוב, הוא ליקר בוטל שם. In other words, that's like the Raivet. He doesn't say Rambam Raivet, but this is, in other words, he says that the Ramo holds, and the two holds, I mean, in the Torah, it's a different teretz, but we don't have to say that the Torah passes like Amitam, after all, Amitam is only Yochid. So he says it in the Torah too. So that is, the Torah holds that there is a difference between, let's say, Nivela Ranet and Cholov HaKevo that absorb particles of the lining in it. Because the Torah holds that the essence of Basav Cholov consists in the synthesis. And even after the cholov gave it tam cholov in the boso, the boso gave it tam boso in the cholov, like in this case, let's say. So it's not that the cholov ingredient and the boso ingredient became by themselves chepzo visa. No, the chepzo visa consists of the synthesis. Now but you'll still ask. But here, so bishlam in the case
where you squeeze out the bulk of the milk. So then the Raivachita is that once you squeeze out the bulk of the milk from that chatiche, the tamboso cannot asar on the other chatiches. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Raiv. But in this case, it wasn't squeezed out. The cholov in the cave were absorbed particles of the lining, to an extent that the particles of the lining gave it tamboso in that cholov. So, and it wasn't squeezed out, it wasn't nisre. So we have the synthesis existing too. And then, so what was my need? That this milk, this cholov akevo, that has in it particles of lining, and that gave it tam of bosor in that milk. So we have the synthesis too. The answer is, now, why, how is it that you can curdle cheese with the cholov akevo? So he says that the Shach says in Sifchovov shecholov akevo chari v'chomutz sharem amidim, and because of that, so if it is kosh, so it's very easy to curdle cheese with that. But even if it is solo, it is sometimes possible to curdle cheese with it because of the sharpness of this cholov akevo. You couldn't. The ordinary milk, not cholov akevo, could not be used as a stabilizer, as a curdler. Only the cholov akevo, because of its chrifes and its chimutz, because it's acidy and sharp and so on. So in other words, what curdles the cheese? The unique quality of the cholov akevo. Not so the cheese is curdled because of the unique quality, because of the chibutz and the chrifes of the cholov akevo, not because of the particles of lining that are absorbed by the cholov akevo. So as far as curdling the cheese is concerned, so the particles of the lining that are absorbed in the cholov akevo play no role. They play no role. So in other words, what affects the curdling of the cheese? The sharpness and the acid quality of the cholov akevo. So that means, so mainly, even though there is a synthesis of cholov and bosor in the cholov akevo, they absorbed particles of lining, but it plays no role in curdling the cheese. So what curdles the cheese? Just the cholov akevo. And even if it hadn't absorbed the particles of lining, it would have done the same job. So Mimele, we cannot say that in view of the fact that Dovara Maimit Afilo Be'elef of the bottom, and here the Cholov Akevo itself is Oseh. The answer is, if, let's say, the cheese would be curdled as a result of the synthesis of the cholov akevo and the particles of the lining, then nechaname. But it plays no role in curdling the cheese. It's only the cholov akevo. So according to the Rambam, the cholov akevo itself is a chepzer of bosom cholov. There's the pshat nefshel sichti oser. Then nechaname, the Tur wouldn't say. The Rambam wouldn't agree with this halacha of the Tur, with this halacha of the Rambam. But according to the Raivet, that the cholov itself is not a chepzer of iser. It's the synthesis, the combination of the cholov and the particles of the lining together. But so the particles of the lining, they are combined with the cholov, but they don't curdle the cheese. Only one ingredient of this entity of basav cholov curdles the cheese. The other ingredient, even though it exists in the form of a synthesis in the cholov akevo, it plays no role in the curdling of the cheese. So b'meile, we cannot apply the aloche of Dovar HaMayim, the Dovar HaBotel, Mashein Kedek, according to the Rambam Shite, that once the bosor gives it tam bosor in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient itself becomes the chefzer of iser. So b'meile, even though the particles of the lining play no role in the curdling of the cheese, only the cholov ingredient, but the cholov ingredient is a chefzer of iser. But according to the Raivet, we can understand the shita of the Tur and the Rambam. This is what the Shach means. Then it says in parentheses, "Ve'afilu im neimen di bosor b'cholov mamish sheneser al dibisho choshiv ki gufi shel iser v'im hemid bo yachakei neisa b'mashu." In other words, if we say like the Rambam, not like the Raivet, so we say we still, in other words, Because so the first teretz was, the first lashon in the shach was that this psak of the tur and the ramor can accord only with the shittas Rambam. Now he says in parentheses it can accord with the, can only accord with the shittas Rambam. Now in parentheses he says no, we can even explain it according to the shittas Rambam. But according to shittas Rambam, so then once bosor particles give it tam bosor in the cholov shebekevo, then the cholov akevo itself becomes an entity of bosor cholov. And that curdles the cheese, so we should say, Dom Ramayim Bel Vubadu. So he says as follows. Where do we say that once the bosor gives a tam bosor in the cholov, so the cholov ingredient becomes the entity of bosor cholov only when it's bosor cholov with rice? Mashayim can hear. So it's not bosor cholov with rice, because how did it become? Because there are bishlos of there. So when does it become an entity of Basar B'Cholov and Raisa only when the time of the Basar in the Cholov is affected? So Bishl. But in this case, the time of the Basar in the Cholov Akeva was affected through Milich or through Kovush. So Milich HaReik V'Seyach, Kovush HaReik V'Shul. But by Basar B'Cholov it's only Osam D'Rabbonon. Basar B'Cholov it's only Osam D'Rabbonon. When you sold, let's say, when you sold in cheese and meat together, so it becomes only a chefetz of bosor b'cholov in Rabbanon. So the gabe, so the tur and the ramor, so we can say that vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov the raise, so the tur and the ramor would agree with the shivas Rambam. But here they are dealing with the bosor b'cholov in Rabbanon. Because bosor b'cholov in the raise can only be affected through bishul mamish. Here it was affected through miliche or through kovush. So vis-a-vis, so the tur. The tur and the ramor don't apply the longness of the Rambam to bosor b'cholov with Rambam. So the first lashon the shach said that they agree with the shittas Raavad. In the parenthesis he says no, they could agree vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov with Raavad, they could agree with the longness of the Rambam. But vis-a-vis bosor b'cholov with Rabbanon, they apply the longness of the Raavad. ואפילו אם נאמן בסוף חולו ומאמה שנוסר על דיבישו חושי יחוב של ניסר ואם עמידו ביחקים איזה למשהו מקום כמו החקים בנסר על דיבליכה ויקובוש דיינו מן רבונון סביר לרב ולחושב כקוף של ניסר לעניין שיעשר במי מי בכל שום או מי הוא ביסר היתר או נמזיים וינחס איסה שאימו יקובוש חושב כמדו של ניסר ותתשוד עשרה ונראה בסביר לרב לא עוקו בזה. So this is what Rambam is saying. Alright. So he says, Vimo Yasa, so Rambam says, Vimo Samar Bechol Vakumut. Vimo Yakiva Khusho. So only Rashi holds that it is a Vimo Cholov, a Misaras Kvum. Afil Hoyo Samar Bechol Negid Akiva. Because we don't pass it like Rashi. Vimo Hoyo Hakiva Tzolo Mitchilo. Vimik Rash. In other words, if we say that Kosh does not have a Vimo Cholov, so then the question of only Tzolo, so then the question of Eis is, what if originally it was Tzolo? And then it coagulated. So then there is a machlokes adet. So v'nikrash, yesh lo din Tzolo. This is what they said at first. V'yesh lakilim zeh. They say that even if at the very outset it was Tzolo, but then when it coagulates, so it does not have a din of cholov anymore. V'yesh uvimokim hefzet yesh lohokim. Rumokim Hefzet Yishlokil in the case, not in Rumokim Hefzet Yishlokil, even in the case of Tzolo Mitchilo V'nikcha Shavakar. Right. Eir HaKeivu, Lipomi Melchinei Sei Umyapshinei Sei, V'nase Keitz Umimali Meisoi Cholov, Izmuta, Dimeacha Shenis Yabesh, Have Keitz V'almeh, ואין בי לחלוך יסבוסו. ואין לחלוך יסבוסו. In other words, suppose, so of course, if you took an Eir HaKeivo and it didn't dry it up completely, as long as it has לחלוך יס, then it has a din of בוסו, ממש. So then if it is an Eir HaKeivo of Nevele, so אפילו בלב זה בוטו. And if it's an Eir HaKeivo of שחוטו, so then we must have שישי. But suppose you treated it and you dried it out completely so that it was divested of all achluchis, so then it doesn't have a shem bosor. So the shem bosor is poka. So then even without
So let's say if it is an Akiva of Ishchuto, so even without Shishim it's Muter, David. And if it's an Akiva of Nevelo, so it's also Muter. But only David, but Lechatchila it's also. Even if it's completely. So there's the Shach says, Ir Akiva, Lipomim. If it's not edible, I mean, and if it was divested of all achluchas, so you can see from that how the standards of kashrus do not conform to the Shulchan Aruch. So you see, here he talks, the Shach talks of a case. Where it was nisyapish completely, it was dried out completely, it's not edible, and it never became edible later on. So in such a case, so the event is muta because it doesn't have shen moso, it's not lemorosa, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. And here, so we have Adnach Chabonim who endorse cheese that are made with non-kosher in it, but they say that at one stage it was nipsul machlas kelef, but then chemically it was treated in such a way that it became edible. So they are moderate on the basis that since at one stage it was nipsul machlas kelef, so the shem eichu was poka, so it's not chizav neil. But on that question, there is a machlekes v'sheinim on that question. But so the Shach asas lechatchila even if it became Yovish Keitz Ligamre and it wasn't revived and it didn't become edible. So then of course the Evet is Muter, so still he asas at lechatchila. And here, so we have Vachshirim and Venet that is Nevela Venet, but at one stage it was Nipsum Achras Kalev and then it was revived. Alright. Now, im hemi gvina be'ei keva skshiro yeish bo tam bosor asur vim lav muteris. So that we achieve the list tam bosor, so it's also because of bosor b'cholov, not bosor b'cholov midraise, but bosor b'cholov midrabonon midraise only when it's there bish. Aber amaymi be'ei keva sneveilo yitreifu be'ei mot leyo eisa b'cholov shor, because Rav Netam shite. Rabbi Netam Shite, that Yobar Amaymi, there's no people in the Rishishim. So, I mean, on the contrary, that even by Yobar Amaymi, so there is people in the Rishishim, so that's the Shitas Yochid. We don't pass on it. Mishur, the Dover also, the Atzme, you, Maymi, Afinu Belev Zibor. Vidavke Shelo Hoyoshom Maymi Achia. Rako Osa, Avol in Hoyoshom, Gamke, Maymi Heter. Alright. So in other words, if there are two Tumah Midim, so then, and the Yisr by itself, so the Shach says, Nira di Davke kishenu Yisr yochil hamid levade below Yaeter. Holavo cheos. So in other words, so the Shach says that when is the Ramon Matir, if there are Tumah Midim, only if the Yisr by itself without the heter, so wouldn't be able to curdle the cheese. Let's say sometimes you use rennet and you also use a certain vegetable. So then, as a minding, so if the rennet by itself couldn't curdle the cheese, but only together with the heter my meat, so then it's muta devet. Mashinke, if you have tuma midi, let's say venet my meat and the vegetable my meat, but the venet my meat by itself, even without the vegetable my meat, could curd the cheese, so the Shach says then it's osa. But anyway, even in such a case, so it's only devet. Osa, but lechatchila, I don't only devet it's muta when it's there is a gear, but lechatchila it's osa. All right. Now let's see the Taz. Kotsu Matiyo, it's Vashal Dibach Halubim, Yilu Pomech, Nisa Bishlach, Nisa Achila, Vach Nisa Hanoi, Veheitzi Achila, Dloshin Bishl, Leima, Shino Osa Matiyo, Dero Bishl, Avon Drabon, Osa Bicholim. עושה בחולים. השאל פרק על הבוסר עושים עם קוף חלק על זה. ועל מה שקוצר לרמבה מאמור דחת. הוא סביר עליהם מסבור על ההחמיה בענוי. ואונו ראים עליו דברי שני ואחרי. I mentioned that. So in other words, the משל שתהיז, here he said, the רמבה says, כל בוסר בחולים שנוסע מהתאירה, מוטה בענוי. מוטה בענוי. So, but the משל is חלק. And the משל, in other words, according to the משל, so שריב יכולו, is also בענוי. According to the משל. But they're not masking with the mashal. Now see base in the task. So in the elo bus psa behima tehiro bichol of behima tehiro abu bus of tehiro bichol of tmeyo ui bus of tmeyo bichol of tehiro mutorin bi bishul v'anoi mutorin bi bishul v'anoi. In other words, so that's ligabi bus of tmeyo, that's ligabi bus of tmeyo, but it has no application to was on the veil, because I heard there are some rabbonim in America who try to give a heter to be mevashel for goyim, to mevashel for goyim, you know, was on the veil with cholov, it has no basis whatsoever. It's against the din, because this is only shayach ligabi bosot meyo becholov, bosot meyo. So there is a special zerasakos, bosot meyo becholov. So there is a special zerasakos. Bosot meyo becholo, that there is no isa of bosot becholo. So mele it's muta to mevashel, it's muta ba'anoy, and so on. Mashenkin veile ochele becholo. So there is no special pasuk. But the Gemara mentions the din of an isa halalisa. So even if we are mimayit, even if we are mimayit, so one man doma is mimayit from the din that nivelo ochele. But the Gemara says it, in other words, that we say that it's a special, that we say it's a halal isa, that mandoma. But here, there is a special zersakosu. So it's the din of an isa halal isa. And as far as the din of an isa halal isa is concerned, so first of all, the Avishayim, who passed, the Rajbo passed like that, that here isa is halal isa, because it is an isa isa. Who is the one who says that it's not an isa meisiv, that the Rambam nikuda niflo? So he says that psach that chilev bicholov. So the Rambam says, so then the iser of boso. So we say that it's not an iser. So it's not an isa meisiv. So in other words, so the Rambam says that the iser of chilev is the iser of bosa becholov is not chal and the iser of chilev, because it's not an iser meisiv, because here the iser anoye is a derivative of the iser achilev on the basis of Rav Avliyeh Zalocher of Kol Mokin Shnei Malvei Seich Halu Yechal Echad is achilat anoye mashu. That's the Shita Zarambam. But the Rashba is chilev, and the Rashba holds that just as the iser of Hegdesh is chal and the iser of chilev, so the iser of bosa becholov is also chal and the iser of chilev and on the iser of mevel. Why do we have a din of an iser halal iser? We have a din of an iser halal iser, but but by iser meisi, so iser is halal iser. And since bosa becholov involves an iser anoye, whereas chilev and mevel do not involve an iser anoye, so bosa becholov is an iser meisi. And mevel, so the iser of bosa becholov, even vis-a-vis achilev, is chal and the isa chilev and the isa nevela. So according to the Rashbo, so there is malchus if somebody eats, let's say, nevela, bosa nevela that was nisbashel with cholov. So there is malchus. According to the Rambam, there is no malchus because of the kulin flaw that it's not an isa meisi. So an isa chalisa, but even according to the Rambam, it's osea. Even according to the Rambam, it's osea. Why is it osea? First of all, the bishul itself is osea. This is how the Rambam passes that you're not allowed to be mevashel. You're not allowed to be mevashel psal nevele becholov, because true in isach halalisa vis-a-vis achile, but vis-a-vis bishul. So if there is no isach halalisa, so the mevele is chayim malchus.
But according to the Rambam, you're not chayv malkus on the achille of psan evele b'cholom because of nisach halisa. But since it's based upon the din of nisach halisa, so the Gemara says kevun nisim l'shoyim murim. So that means there is no malkus, but the nisach there is. So in other words, so there is no heter whatsoever of being mevashe psan evele b'cholom. And if someone is mevashe psan evele b'cholom, so he's even allowed the rice. Mashinke psa beimot boso beimot meyo bicholo. Then there is no yisar of bishop. Ein ochanam. So if somebody will be the basher psa chazia bicholo, there is no for goyim. There is no bishop. He's allowed to be basher for Jews too, but the Jews are not allowed to eat it anyway. So what's the purpose of being basher? All right. Avu boso teiro bicholo meyo. Oy boso meyo bicholo teiro mutori be bishop banoi. So he says, so it's muta b'bishul v'anoi even min rabo. There is no yisar b'sa b'chalom. Because vis-a-vis b'sot meyo, so it's not based upon yisar b'chalom. Vis-a-vis niveiro, chelev, it's based upon yisar b'chalom. Vis-a-vis b'imot meyo, it's a special halacha that the yisar b'sa b'chalom does not apply to b'sot b'imot meyo. All right, we talk b'bishul v'anoi, b'tur kosa, avo b'sot heiro b'chalom meyo, oy nivcham, u b'sot chayo, eilu elo min rabo. ומותה בבישל, היפשה בסיוסף, ומין החותומי, ועושה באכילה מן הרייס, ולא מולו למקצר או לאופיסה, ועושה בכל עוד לאכיל. ובדרישה, so the question is, because the Torah says, אבל בסותי רובי, the מחבר doesn't say it, but the Torah says, אבל בסותי רובי חולוף מי או איפה, ובסחיו, בחולוף, אינו מדרבונו, ומותה בבישל. So I mentioned it at time, it's possible, there are two explanations in the Torah. One explanation in the Torah is that when he says that Eliyom Drabonon modifies only the last expression, the last expression in the Torah. In other words, Psachayo Ve'im Becholov Eliyom Drabonon. Mashein Kei Bosot Meyo Becholov. So there is no Yisrael Drabonon altogether, because as far as Achille is concerned, why should the Chachom an act of Yisrael Rabbanon, it's also a raise mitzad, b'sot meyo. So when the Torah, so there is one pshat in the Torah, that when the Torah says, Eilom Rabbanon, it modifies only the last clause in the Torah. In other words, psachayo ve'iv b'chol. Hikshe b'syosef, di minnecho tomei, ho'osa b'achilo min raise. V'lomolu l'migzer olof isa b'osa b'chol ob l'achilo. So the b'syosef assumed that it modifies all the items. So the discussion is, why should the Chachomim ask it with the Rabbanon? Ba'achilei, when he chose him with the Raisa, mitzad his atomic. Uvitrishe omer, Chomizal, mitarzim the Yesh Nafkimine, b'gzei razu, d'lehem b'oidin chachat v'ras nevele. Shesfiru av nafrayim, b'sifin tzadik veiz, v'amimilam kein, el bose b'cholo. So in other words, so the Trishe, Nibach say, true, he chose him, if you are mivashe, let's say chazer, with cholo, so then you're not allowed to eat it anyway, because of the Yisrael of chazer. Because in itself chaza, but still the Chachomim enacted that it should involve an Nisar min Rabbono and Nisar of Pasa B'chol of Tu. An Nisar of Pasa B'chol of Tu. So what's the purpose? There is enough to mean it. Let's say according to Rabbi Nefrai. So if it is Oser only because that Cholo has a Talmud of the Chazer in it, so we do not say Chachomim in it. We do not say Chachomim in it. And if that cholov would be nisarim with other cholov, we wouldn't require shishi neged the whole cholov. Masha'in kei now that the chachomim or misakei that it's also the rabbonah misad was a cholov. So even according to Rabbi Nefraim, so there is nafkin in it. So look, there was a purpose in being misakei that it's also the rabbonah. So when we do call rabbonah b'ze, kveidam kei b'munach, lo yikra tam Rabbi Nefraim b'machne was a cholov. So he doesn't, the Taz doesn't like the drishes and the bachs, pshat. So he says, do you can't tell me that Nefraim the Machem was Becholov, who mitam shkolech and minatzim utar and tarun is asurim, minatzim gufechot, mishini vesiosim shmatei, so mishim tzad veiz, vizel nishayach kam in binecho tomei, do belav oche yesh bein isa mateo, vini kein habi kishol iso, vein leim ad rabon on gozru bo ze leim ach ticha atzman asa nevele, o tu shom vese Becholov de reise, vim kein gam bibi shol vanoi oyo yo nix akein, ki mishi isa achilo yesh belav oche mateire, vein echmir ala tarubes, oche na mehad lachmir bo ze, ומדבור עם אלו הוא כשגם כי מה שכל ספרית מוי רחום מזר. So the Bach mentions another of Kibinez, why it was necessary for the Chachomim to answer it on the score of the Rabbonon when it's also anyway on the score of the Reis.
So he says there is not after mine. We got Michtichor in Ischabit, so the halacha is, when do we apply the halacha of Tichor in Ischabit after well of the bottle? Only when it's also machmas atzmei, not if it's also machmas avalu Hashem Ezechei. So if the Chachomim won't be saying that it's also machmas becholot, so then it would be only also because of Tam Ki Iker, because it was belayed over also, let's say, let's say, so then so if it would be Nisari that Khatiche with other Khatiches, so it would be Osa. Mashaike would be both, because we wouldn't apply the Aloha of Tichu Nisabi. But now the Chachomim on Nisake, that it's Osa Machmas Basa Bacholom, Basa Bacholom is a Nisa Machmas Atzmei. So if that Khatiche, let's say, Khatiche Behemoteiro, Basa Behemoteiro, was cooked in Cholo Behemot Meir, was cooked in Cholo Behemot Meir, and then that Chatiche that was cooked in Cholo Behemot Meir would be Nisari without the Chatiche as Yom Shviyovich, so I feel well as the bottle. That's another afkidim. וגם בדבר מילו כשגם כמה שכל סביב מאיר חומץ על יש להפקיד בכתירו עם ישראבי שישכם שנוך שמקופר לבנס המחנש כאילו הטעם תטעם ווטר מלבד בזה בכל גם זה נעשה כבר דירות דהכנו שם בזה בכל עוד ומתם שתכנס לעשמי רילה כמו בזיאז ושם שם תרס הבאי ששמאק ושבאתרום מתחיל מנסבא של בזה בכל עוד נעשה כבר של איסה מה שאין כמסור איסורים עד כמה מוציא מזה בגמור לפוסק כלל, פוסק בחוד יש פוסק, אדם מסליס נתן ואימא תנאי לפוסק משוונוי, ופשרה שעבר הכי לא היית כזה מוצא, כי מי שיש סמך מסתומה, שמה מובן תומה היא, אין שום שיוח את סיסה בזה, אם כן הוא מסליס להזכיר, אלא פה שזה מלך לתומה, הם גישור וסור ממש, אלא בו עוד מה שכוס פעתור, שאין לו מרפון הוא מקוי רק הפשרי, ולא הגיעו אל בוסר תומה, יכול לפתום מימי, רק לעין שאיבוד הבענוי הוא הביש. So when he says, also in the Rabbanon, it modifies only the last time, the last expression. That's Pshachai of Eni Bechol. Mishkos of Yosef. Umishim hoche, yofe osim shochonoruch, shorei atise. Umir yichom izal kosav v'inoche. Vili nire shahadim yimei bebir. In other words, the mechaber is right. That he doesn't mention also in the Rabbanon, yigabe yipsat meyo bechol of Eni. Ufimah shilitzo v'shem rasha'al. בשם רשאו שהגיע בתור היבס לא יקדם מפסחיו of the text in the two is found. V'nei the first line, daft Islam and Chesed Torah. V'nei yalo b'teiro, kim psar behim oteiro b'chol of teiro. Avo psar teiro b'chol of behim ot meyo, oi bos ot meyo b'chol of teiro, u psar chayo, v'ei if apilu b'chol of teiro in on davar. So the Mashal put in one word, avo bos ot teiro b'chol of behim ot meyo, oi psar ot meyo, Bechilef Tehiro, Loi, he inserted Loi. So that cut off the other items, you know, from this thing, Upsach, when he says, Inel Dabba, it wants you to insert one word, Avol Bosot Tehiro, Becholof Behemot Meyo, Oi Bosot Meyo, Becholof Tehiro, Loi. So there is no Mesim Cholof. So Loi, that means, now something else. Upsach, Ayovei, Bafilu Becholof Tehiro, Inel Dabba. So once you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. Like this, without the term loy, there's an ambiguity. You can explain it in two ways. So you can apply the expression Eino Midrabonon to all the items mentioned. But if you insert the term loy, so then there is no ambiguity. So then we know that now it's a new inyan. Upsar chayom eiv, afilu v'chol of teiv Eino Midrabonon. Masha'inkin. Bosotomei b'chol of teiro, or bosotomei b'teiro b'chol of teiro. So that's even in Rabbanon, there is no iser, and the score was b'chol of. But it's also in the right side b'achile, and the score of tam ki'ikia, of tomei. Alright. So he says, ופיזה מה ופי מה שניצב שמשל שהגיע ביטור טבע סבוי כאילו מפסחי יובי או זה שפת וי ואין כבון הסתור רק משמעים שיהיה שם היתר בישו שאין שם את הבישו בנוי אבל דודי ובשיוס את כוסוף מכל מוקי אבל דודי מחבוב אני מבוד מיסה אבל דבר ובשיוס את כוסוף מכל מוקי דין ואיך דודי בכל אופן תהיה סקונה והוא תוי סייפר because the סקונה it's not helpful so it's detrimental to help so dogging with bosa but dogging with cholov is not detrimental to help והוא תוי סייפר וצוחלים על בוסה כימוס כדו יחיים סימן קופיים גימו חיים כוסס דקימשי שניסר בה בסיוסף כאן בוסו בחולו ובבוש הטי כמו שהוא בסיוסף ואין נוחק אין נוחק so you find certain homes I'm very machmir not to cook fish in milk but it has no basis I mean the only one who is matic that was in the bush but everybody is matic push his boy here so he says ונוע גלס יש חולב משקדים מניח עם בבשרי ואין בני אין רק מרבונות אבל בבשרים הוא יש לניח לצבא חולב משקדים משום מרס עי כמו שנסבוי עלי עושים את סמך לא בדעקמי שאתה רסחת את פרסם הבריס כוסף של רשאו לא מעט מתם דוגי לעשי הבשרי בחולב של שקדים אלו אם כן יניחי
Mishkei. So just as it now, Dam Dogin is Buddha. But you know, Dam Dogin looks like Dam Behavior. So in England, it's Admara Sayin, if you have, let's say, a glass with Dam Dogin and it looks like Dam Behavior, so it's Admara Sayin not allowed to drink that blood of the dog. So the Mashal deduced from it the same way, it's also Admara Sayin, Lechel Tzarev, the whole of Shoshkei. That's part of the milk, like part of the milk. Elohim came in Nichum Mishkei the Metzler, Mishum Marasai, Vidochad Mo. Because the Mashal Shiti is, like most poskim, that even vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is an Isra of Marasai. But the Mahamo Shiti is that vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, there is no Isra of Marasai. Vidochad Mo, Shei Raim Mitam, Shemotzimu Be Isra Kores, Vashem Kim Bosobo, Ebe Cholo, Shud Rabbonon, Bachim, Bebehim Minosha, Oda Bishop Davke, Hilkach, Lechoshu, Bozel, Marasai. Atka. ואף כדיבר רמון החיינים, וכבר נספש את המין הקיין, מכל מוקי נראה שיש להניח, וכתחיל יש קיינים גם אצל בשרים. אלו במוקים שאין לו יש קיינים, אין לו עשר בשביל זה האחרת. וכל מי דאב שלו תיקון הם מסכנינו. וסו דוליגורה מכל הבישו, דביסומוך שחושב למרסאי, סובמי לו ישוד, בכי שיש לכתחיל, for the sheet is not only the sheet of Marshall, the sheet of many poskin, that even vis-a-vis psareiv, so we should chesish b'marasai. So the avu bin English kedi, ein le'eser ha'achil b'shul zeh, moi b'chol ovin shebisom, v'chein mashma lo shel amon, shekos av yeish lo niach, di mashma b'devet, o yish yev shel aniach, lo ima akiv ha'achil b'shul zeh. So in other words, so he says that the ramo is only making if you don't have shkedi to put. But if so, you shouldn't refrain from eating just because you don't have shkeli. Mashain came if you have shkeli to put on the plate, so then the Ramon will also be made that we should not eat, you know, of that boso that is a whole of shkeli without putting shkeli in the plate. Now, all right. V'nire also vashu b'cholovishu b'marasayim nof tzichatav shul botol b'nzor shir. ונראה לפי זה, בכל שקיוס ולבא שלך התחילה, בכל אוב, דמי או יפוס אטומי בכל אוב טועה. ודווקא פסע והימא, ואין תרבון אני לא חושב. ונראה לפי זה, בדווקא מי שאיש של דבר הרשבו אלו, בכל אוב אישה בצורכים. ומה יש להם בכל אוב דמי או? דימות הביביש. ודייתי כאן, תמו המאית. So he has the kasha, the Ramo has the kasha against the Rashbo. This is a Chumis Rashbo. That also Lubash of Cholov Isha, because of Marasai. So yes, but it's mentioned in the Torah that Bosot Meyo b'chol of Teiro is Muta B'Bishma. The Loshon is Muta B'Bishma. So it's not Osam Shema Rasayim. Why should Chol of Isha be more Chomor than Chol of Meyo? So Barak Meishi, Shem Rash Boilu b'chol of Isha b'chol of Isha b'chol of Isha b'chol of Muta B'Bishma. Vitae Tikam Tomu Ameid. So in other words, so he said, Eino Chanam. So that's the Kasha that he raised. Again, the Rashbo. So what? So here he gives a terrors. In other words, so he said that Enoch Name, when the Torah said that Bosot Meyo Bechol of Teiro is Muta Bebishlu, he means it's Muta Bebishlu on the score of Bosot Bechol. But on the score of Marasayim, it's also, but there'll be many Nachiminis, whether it's also on the score of Bosot Bechol, or it's only also on the score of Marasayim, because there is Aloha in a hardship situation. You don't have to worry about Marasayim. That's the Aloha. So the Mele, when he says Muta Bebishl, he means Muta Bebishl as far as Basa Becholov is concerned. But Marasayim, that's a different kind of Nisya. So there are many situations where we don't worry about Marasayim. So he says, V'day tikam t'mu amei, do b'teres, because b'teres abayis, kos marashim behedi et b'cholov t'meyo. It's also in the Jewry. Muta Bebishl v'anoye, v'lizo chashu Nisya Marasayim, v'nire na'u l'zayti. Dein ze kalvachim. V'nire, so what's the Moshite? Moshite is, in the name of the Rashbun Chumas, in the Rabbi says that it's Muta Bebishl. But he's not discussing Marasayim, he's discussing Isurim of Basa Mechol. So he says, but he doesn't like the Teretz, the Taz. So then there is a Kashe. So the Kashe of them is outstanding against the Rashbo. How can the Rashbo say that was a Tmeyo, Bechol of Ismuta, which Mashma Muta Ligamre, not in Moser on the basis of Marasayim, but the Rashbun Yitshuva himself says
The tshuva is that b'chol avisho itzosam shemaras ayin. So why should Bosat Meyo be more lenient than b'chol avisho? So he says, v'nira daitet yitzit kalachay meha. V'nira lo igos rom shemaras ayin, elu mili kosher achilei kol achot b'chut. V'yos dinu li bosat toya b'chol av toya. U'mishimoche b'bish lom chol av shkeidim, tzorech laniach shom shkeidim l'chatchilei. U'v'chol avisho shekam kibutea kol shepilis v'men. Also, the Vashley in Bosom Shimara Sai, Mashin, King Bilima Holof Tome, Uya Bosom Tome, in Dinner, the Bosom of the Holof Shotair, the Alco, Holy Ghost, who shone with the Mara Sai, came near when he is dying to go. So he says, no, there is no kasha, there is no kosher, because we can say that Holof Visho, Bosom of the Holof Visho, is also Shimara Sai. Why? Because since he boiled it, he cooked it, the whole of Isha, so then he'll be allowed Mikra Medina to eat that pasuk. It's not osel. So in Mele, there can be a lot of marasai, of suspicion, of malignment, of accusations. Because since Mikra Medina it's mutabachile, so someone will notice it, so it's very likely that if he was the bashle, so Mimele he'll eat it too, because why shouldn't he eat it? After all, it's b'chol avisho, so it's not osa bachile. So Mimele, there is a greater possibility and a greater likelihood of marasayim, of accusation and suspicion. Mashein came when you are the bashle, let's say, boso b'chol of tome. Now, boso b'chol of tome, he's not allowed to eat it anyway, and we are not dealing with avayoni. Because if we are dealing with the Ayonim, so what's the purpose of telling him it's also Mishmarasayim to be Masher? He's an Abayon. So you're not dealing with Abayonim here. So Mimele, it's not also Mishmarasayim. Why? Because what kind of Marasayim can there be? He's not going to eat it anyway. No one will see he's not an Abayon. Now, this Boso that he was Mivashel in Hall of Tomei, so he's not going to eat it. So why was he Mivashel? Maybe he wants to give it to a Goy. If there is a goy who likes boso that is cooked in chol of tom, he likes that kind of boso. So mele, the likelihood of marasayim is much less than here. So mele, over there is no isa of marasayim. Mashein came when you're mevashel b'chol of isha. So there is a greater possibility of marasayim, of suspicion and accusation, because the incredible will be allowed to eat that challah. So he might notice it, so he'll know. Since he intends to eat it, so the person who saw him being mevashel somehow might find out that he was cooking it not to give it to be eaten by a goy, but he cooked it to be eaten by himself. So there is a greater possibility of marasai. This one is. V'nir l'dayt nizek ol achim, v'nir l'gosom shemar asayim, el v'nir l'kosh l'achilek, kol echad b'chudos, deim l'gos atoya v'chol avtoya, u'mishimochim b'shlom chol av shkeidim, tzor v'aniach shom shkeidim l'chatchile, u'v'chol av vishe, shekam kibuta, kol shepires imenu, os l'vash l'gosom shemar asayim, ma shein kim ima chol av tome, ya bosa tome, ein zed deim l'gosom b'chol av shoteirim, v'al koch l'gosom shemar asayim, kei nir l'dayt bo, el shein b'yod l'hokil ma meshech l'ramo. So in other words, so he is disposed to say that it's muta l'chatchile to be mevashel, to mevashel. Because there is very little marasai in Shaykh. Because he's not going to eat it anyway. Now, of course, he's not going to be mevashel b'chol av in order to be eaten by a Jew, because that's what some rabbono. So he's mevashel b'sarei b'chol av in order to give it to a goy. So the levush is matir, and it's not also mishum marasai. So the Tas says, no, it is also mishum marasai. It is also marasai. V'sud do'oreil yina lechalik b'sarei b'shol behemo, uve'emes v'lukte itanoi, v'sud imashal kosa mechirik l'abosom.
די פסערי פיקלו מיך השטווי שלו איתו אימא פסערי בכל אפשר יקרה ביזגוי לאף כאן לשני ולא שלך תחילה שזוך הרבו כאן וכן בסמוך כאן בכל אבני שלו נלבישו נראה שנסחבים שיש לזויה במוקים שיצירה גודל אבל במוקים צירך לרפואה אף שאין סכונה בדובו יש להתיה בישלו בכל אוף במאז שאינו יישר אחילה אלון דרבונו וכל שכמכל אוף מי אוי וסתומי כן ילד דייתי. So in other words, so even though he passes that there is a nisaya of Marisayim, but the mokim tzera godol like we are free in a hardship situation, then we don't have to worry with Marisayim. What's the pshat? After all, Marisayim, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk v'nisan kima v'shem Yisrael. So Marisayim is a nisa deraisa. So how is it that in a hardship situation where it's needed to live for, so then we don't worry. We don't worry about Marasayim. The answer is the Yisr of Yisr Nikim Adi Shem Yisroel is only an Yisr to maintain a clean record vis-a-vis the people. That's the pshat in the Yisr Nikim Adi Shem Yisroel. That a person, every Jew, is mechuyev to maintain a clean record. He shouldn't expose himself to suspicion and all kinds of accusations. So it's not that, let's say, when a person goes into a Tzvayfer restaurant to make a telephone call. So it's not the going in is the Ma'aseh Yisr. The going in is not the Ma'aseh Yisr. It's the fact that the person is not makpid and maintaining for himself a clean record, a reputation, a good reputation. So maybe if a person is makpid, but in a hardship situation, let's say, he goes into a restaurant, a Tzvayfer restaurant, to make a telephone call. So then he's not aware of the V'yisr Nikim Ad Shem Yisrael. The V'yisr Nikim Ad Shem Yisrael does not imply a nisah against every act that might lead to a certain suspicion. It only implies a nisah that the gavre should not act in a way that he exposes himself to suspicion. But if the gavre is makpid, but in certain hardship situation, he has no other alternative but to do something that might expose himself to criticism. Let's say it's a very important telephone call, a very important telephone call. And let's say if he's not going to make his telephone call, so his wife will be aggravated and she'll have a lot of aggravation. So it's on the road. So then he can be allowed to stop on the road and make a telephone call. Because the gavre is makpid and maintaining a clean record. But because in certain situations he doesn't. So that's why he's matia. Bimokim tzira godol. So he says, Bimokim tzira godol. Abu Bimokim tzira refuye afshein zakon ha-gidobar. It's not that the refuye is deich. The posik of Yisr Nikim Adi Shem Yisroel implies that the person should be a noki. So if he always keeps away from chshat, but in certain hardship situation, he does something that exposes himself to chshat, so mele, that means that he is knocking at the Shem in Israel. So mele is not able. Avud Mashayim came, let's say, the special Yisur in Gabi Shabbos, so there it's a special Yisr. So even in a hardship situation it would be Yisr. Let's say the Yisr that you're not allowed to let a behemoth walk out with the belt. And it's on Shabbos. So there, even in a hardship situation, it would be Yisr. Because there is a special Yisr. Mashayim came in other situations, it's only a general Yisr of the Yisr Nikim Ad Shem Yisrael. And the possible of Yisr Nikim Ad Shem Yisrael implies only that a Jew is mechuyev to be nokim in Israel. So what does it mean? Nokim Yisrael, it means if he doesn't care, he goes into a Tzvayfer restaurant and he says, what do I care? Some people will say that I'm a goy, that I'm a bai, and I don't care. Then he's either the Yisr Nikim Ad Shem Yisrael. But if a person is makpid, that people shouldn't be chesed him. But in certain situations, hardship situations, he has no other alternative except to do it, then he's not able. That's the reason as to why the Taz says, Bimokim Tzera God. In other words, not for just for convenience, not just for convenience sake, not, but let's say if it is for the purpose of preventing a lot of aggravation on the road, then he has a heter. but not for the purpose of convenience. That's not its inner book. So then he's a bear. So that's why he emphasizes. But the other is a chelim amati, not only in connection with psarim v'cholov, even in connection with behemah, psar behemah too. If it's only a question of marasayim, meikra ledine itnatoseh, so we mokim tiravogu, like v'tzer achifuo, the shach is mati. Okay.
Go start the shach. See from the beginning of Sim Tizayim. Alright, now, Sif Aleph Mishach. She was not here, there are bishops. Reina, Rabbi Royal, Kokush, in Micha, she there are bishops. So it's not us on the rise, it's only us on the rabbi. Kokos Beholo. Kokos Beholo, she was not here, with Lamoy. That means that if Bosso was Kokush with the Holo, so it's only us on the Achille, it's not us on the Lamoy. Because there are bishops on the hill. Two visa heta klawam lamed din hei b'chim da asa b'chava b'sit gimu b'psarim b'chol of shinosa b'chira u d'rabon on muta b'agwe afu d'rabon. So in that part was b'chol of is more calm than shor isur, because by shor isur there is no union of bishop. The important thing is bleed. So in mele if let's say the vele will be kovush with the heta, so the heta will become osam g'rais. Because what difference does it make how the tam is absorbed? Masheiki abos becholo. So only when is it osam derais? So only when the tam is absorbed for bishul. So mele, if you soak meat with meat in milk, in cold milk for 24 hours, so it's below the tam in milk, but it's not osam derais. So mele, since it's not osam derais, so it's mutar banoye, and you are allowed to do it. וכן דאס הרוב, זה פרחים וכן זה קופית גיל. וכן דאס הרמבה, פרק תס לך מאחור זה אסור, אז דין דל על הלב. דת שרים בכל אור פיזמות הבנוי. וכן בי הדבור בפירוש המיש, פרק או הפוסט. וכן פירוש הרב אמר גדעייתי. וכך היא במרשל, פרק או דברים פרסים עם קוף, שואה אחרי דין דאס הרמבה. ולא כמו שעושה בבר דאס הרמבה בשרים בכל אור, עושה בנוי בדרמונו. כמו שעושה באחיל בדרמונו. It's not like that. Rambam Shiti is Psarim Becholo Bivnut Lanoi. Umashi Kosa Gidei Chakolim Adahai Lubashel Echlu Kvor Shakto Lubisek. Vichim Kosa Vamor Dechai Pirikim Amidim. So the Mor Dechai Pirikim Amidim says that Yeish Mishei Meir the Bosor Shekobush Becholo Hari Osa Banoi. Abo Yeish Lok. So in other words, so the Mor Dechai mentions Yeshiva to the contrary. But the Mor Dechai himself is ישחיך לרוק וכן כל תעמוד אפיר כממין והגוי זה אשר אפיר בסחר על איזור מי עוזרוע דל בקום הוא שיעל במוין לכם מוטה בענוי וכן כל תעמוד חבר לכם מסוף סמיצה לקלב מודי בנאוגו שאין בבס יוסף שום ומרשל שום חול הקל זה מבור נכון אם you know the marshal himself admits that according to the Rambam whenever something is also only with the Rabbonon there is no Yisra Anoye and there is no Yisra Bishlo Psarim Becholo Vizmut Anoye according to Rambam, but he passes not like the Rambam the Mashal, and there is such a shite in the Mordechai also mentioned in the Mordechai Abo Psar Tmeyo Bosoteiro Becholo Tmeyo. So there is no Yisra Bosoteiro Lo Shinatu Rabbo Bosoteiro Becholo Tmeyo בחלוף מיו או בסת מיו בחלוף תיו או בסך היווי אבל בחלוף תיו אין על דרבר ומודה בשלב לא יסו יסו that there are two possible interpretations in אין על דרבר. One is that the אין על דרבר modifies only the last expression, the last clause ובסך היווי פפים בחלוף תיו, and another interpretation is that it modifies all the preceding expressions because of אביס יוסף שלוש שאין הם יחובנו די מאש קוסף אין יעל דרבונו די מוצ קויר לחיו ביי בחולפתיו די ליבוסתיו בחולף מיו אי ויאש פן של סול חכם באחיו משבוס בחולף וגם לא יהיה לאסם דבריה אחר שקבוס אביי מתנדר משבוס תומי יחולף תומי. So first of all, it's not mentioned in any place in the Gemara that the חכם מאסר underscore בוס בחולף בוס מיו בחולף תיו or vice versa. And then, why should the Chachon Masa? What would be the purpose? It's also Achille anyway. Likachti kin kanaloshe biyofikim.
אלא שהבח ניסי כאילו מפופילש דעתו עושה השמינון דמיקולו כי מדרבון נעשו לו משיבוס המחום. So the Bess Yosef's interpretation of the Torah is that the expression Eliyam Drabonon modifies only the less preceding expression. It doesn't modify all the expression. Mashein Kein, the Bach, he says that this Eliyam Drabonon modifies all the preceding expressions. It is reference to Bosot Meir B'chol of Teiro or Bosot Teiro B'chol of Teiro. Alright. El Shabbat is equal to that was Hashem in the Kol Mokim Rabbon Osam Shibosa B'chol. So what's the purpose? We have to immediately achtir and Atzis Nevin. Like this, it's also Machil anyway. But the Nafkimini is we got to achtir and Atzis Nevin according to the Arab and the Frayim Shem. This really the Inel Bosa B'chol. Now this is the true Shikim, the true Pasuk of Arab and Frayim. V'chim li achtir and Atzis Nevin. So when do we apply that work of Tichol is Chabeit only with Sosa Machmas Hatzmei, but not to a case where it's Sosa Machmas Abulullah Shebizich. So because of this Berabonon, so Min Rabonon, it's considered Sosa Machmas Hatzmei. So the Meile, if Bosot Meir was cooked together with Cholov Tehiro, and then this Chaticha, and this Chaticha was Nisari with 1,000 other Chatiches, Yom Shvi Yovelish, so everything will be all set. Chil yachtiro ul yischabim, chil pirish aprish, ufizei afurit on the kalach, vinachnu vim uchol yisurim, hoi nafkuzi lidobo, nima shikos lorab, bagoye simsani kveiz, ufi anizaiti, zeyne, in other words, that the prishes pshat, and the bachs pshat, and the Torah is not right. The vada eloi ashkhon bishul duchte, וגם לא ישתם את חד מהפסקים נכתגי וגם פרשרה של מרון ורן משהו להדין לס בייסם שימוס בחולוף כלל אף מן רבונון וגם אם טעם כלל שרחום יסרו בשימוס בחולוף ובי שלא ימי ובוא בשרים שהיחשב בזירה שאם הוא יאיך בין בשרים בחולוף ויאיך וגם כבשר בהם בחולוף וחוזר הרם במשום אבל מה יהיה לו לגזל? אפטור הולד חכום דונת מי כנו יסורי חכום דונת מי כנו יסורי לכל מיד הרמב״ם אם נלחס ממכם יפבס נהגודו makes a new Yisrael, just like that. Not as a Shiroh, but just like that, just to be Machmir, enact a new Yisrael. So Bez Nagodol is Eber Baltes. So how about all the Takones and all the Xeres? All the Xeres of the Chazal? The answer is, they are the Chachomi, enact certain things as a Shiroh, that to prevent a Jew from being able to rise. But in this case, it's not shayach to say siyog. What kind of a siyog is it? He's also in the rice to eat it anyway. What kind of a siyog? So what is the justification for the chachomim uttering on the score of the rabbonon when it's also anyway with the rice? Aber mai yilik teyo shepsav behemo, teyo b'cholof meyo. Oy, yes, I'm supposed to follow. The Bible can't let me catch you. Keep the Bible for some boss. Oy, follow me. We send you a camera that is Joseph Mashikosa, we got no in loss. The Lord puts you must wash that bath. Doc for us a bachil na tero, will you to go in the hall. Baby shall is Joseph Balema in after me be gone. He was I'm supposed to follow. Keep me shake war. Osa na tero, kachi shall after me. El camera that is Joseph get berashed. Now there is the bath is you. That the whole raya of the Yosef is because why should the Chachomim misaken at Kone that is futile? I mean, they don't fulfill any purpose. It's also anyway with the Raise. So what will the Chachomim accomplish? So the Bach says they did accomplish. Laftimine ligabe tichoy lischabe. Laftimine is ligabe tichanasis nevele. So the Shach says this is not what the Yosef meant, but Yosef he might have meant that too, but he meant it's much more profound than that. In other words, what the Bess Yosef meant was the Chachomim do not make new takones; they never answer new things that Midrash says is muter. When the Chachomim do answer, it's as a siyog, as a sanction, as a preventive, you know, as a deterrent against becoming involved in nichshol in isur Midrash. But in this case, there is no need for a preventive. He's also to eat the same tchatich anyway, mid raise. All right. The chayin. I'll come on to some questions in the rashi. B'shegam shechticho lo yischabit gub v'avim d'rabon. I mean, and then it's unreasonable that the chachomim should be misake that bosot meyo b'cholov teyo shem kamos v'drabon and score bosot b'cholov.
because of the nafkimine of the gabich tichu in ischavik. When the whole halacha of tichu in ischavik, the level of the bottle is in our rabbanim kalocha. So the chachamim should go so far and to be misak in that. Und kann man sich gefühlt, dann hat er nicht etwas ein bisschen gewohnt, schon ist ein eigenes Koschen, schon immer ziehen und sehen, schon mag ihm, schon was hat er, aber kann auch mehr und hilfre, hier ist wie ist ein Rabon, und ich lasse den Willen der Rabon, hat kann. Alright. Und psaf, hallo, wer ihn, fach, kino, der Cholof, der Ero, Mutter, bei Bischel, war noch. Das am Chabea, die psaf, hallo, wer ihn, bin Osa, war Achille, hafle, der Bischel, Elo, mit Rabon, und Mutter, war noch, ja, Bischel, ich am Re. Now, we have three Mandomas, we have one Mandomar, is Rabakive, in the Mishnah that could feed Gimel Echum. And Rabbi Akiva says that the Yisrael Reise was Becholov applies only to Psa Behemla Becholov. But it doesn't apply with the Reise to Psa Chaya Becholov or to Psa Rei Becholov. But with Rabbonu, Rabbi Akiva says there is a Yisrael was Becholov Bein in the case of Psa Chaya Becholov Bein in the case of Psa Rei Becholov. Rabbi Yisya really, in one respect, is more Mahmer. And he says Psa Chaya Becholov is also with Reise. Mashin kipsarei b'cholov is not also with the Reise, it's in the Mutam Rabbanon. And then there is a Rabbi Yenesini Mechilte who says that Bein psachayo b'cholov, Bein psarei b'cholov is also with the Reise. Now, there are some Rishenim who say that the Chachomim agree with the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva. Since we the mission mentions Rabbi Akiva Yichum, that means that the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yenesini. Agree with Rabbeinus. And that he stays for Shite, Tafkuf Daled, that we pass like Rabbeinus, because the Chachonim also agree with Rabbeinus. So maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. If it had been just a machleke between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbeinus, so our Lord had come to him and Chabere. But if it's a machleke, if the Chachonim agree with Rabbeinus, so it's a machleke between Rabbi Akiva and Chachonim, so Yochid the Rabbi, Halochi ke Rabbi. So that's the Shite, that the Chachonim of Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbeinus. That the Yisrael was b'cholov with Reise applies to Psachayu b'cholov and to Psarei b'cholov. Mimele teis v'daf kutal et b'chum paskos like that. Mashe ikim of the other Rishenim, they say that the Aloche is like Rav Akiva. That Psachayu b'cholov and Psarei b'cholov and after some of the Reise, but the Rabbonon, both are also there. So here what the Mechad also says. ואפילו החדה עשה מחבל פסחי הבאים, ונוס מאכילה אפילו לרבישל, אלו מתרבונו, וזמן לא ירבישל גם, ומשל בא בך תולע עצמי דיר למעבי, בא גוי שם ידורי. ומה שכוסר, כושר לא אוקל נגד התאיסס, לקח פוסקו, לפסד חיובי, ביכולות הרייס. Because תאיסס פסקים, it's like a genus law, according to תאיסס, like a חכום. ובספרי הזק, תדיברים עם שם דרבונו. מדרבונו. מדעשס, ואיבי סישו שכי דעשר בפוסקמי, ושאף מעביר מקום הרי שכו שלו נגד התאיסס, שלו יחלו כבינה אחת פסרי מיד, אבל מיינו לדיני פסרי בכל עוב דרבון, on other words, because taste says that it's all sad to eat, it's all sad to eat, גבינו אפת פסרי, and taste says that, so taste says it is definitely all sad to eat, Gvino Efta Psarei, because we passed like the Chachomim of Rabbi Akiva, that there is a person of Cholov and Reise, applies to Psarei the Cholov. We maybe it has all the Chumres, the Rabbonon. So you're not allowed to eat Gvino Efta Psarei. But Teisus doesn't mean that this din that it's also had to eat Gvino Efta Psarei depends upon the question as to whether Psarei the Cholov is Reise or Rabbonon. It could be that even if we assume that Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, Psarim b'cholov is only Rabbonon. But still, all the chumras, the Rabbonon, that the Chachomim applied to Psar Behemo b'cholov, apply also to Psarim b'cholov. Except the Teitzvah, in view of the fact that Teitzvah holds that we pass like Rabbi Yenis like Chachomim, Psarim b'cholov in Raise. So mainly he has a very good reason as to why it's also to eat but the same aloha of Teisa, the same sheet of Teisa, that it's also to eat Gvino, Efta Psarei, could hold true even if we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So mainly when the Mari says that we cannot ignore Teis Veshite, he doesn't mean we cannot ignore Teis Veshite vis-a-vis Psarei Becholov, the Reis Rabbonon. The Marim means we cannot ignore Teis Veshite, the question of eating Gewinn läuft auf Sache. And that could be true even if we don't pass like a minister.
ושאף מרגיל כל מיני כל שבוע פרגת תשמח את תדעך בשר היפיית אבל בין לידי נפסרים וכל מיני רבונות שעל כל זה דקוי שערים דורסים סבכתז ביצים בורים מוטה לא אחרון בכל אוף משום שרים בכל אוף תרבון הנקיר זה מרגיל את דקוי שערים דורסים בקוז נאו דביצים דאט even if the certain ביצו that is found in מי התנגילס does not in the deal of color so מילה So what kind of a so when you eat it with chalav, so it couldn't be more stringent than sarim chalav from the beitzim. Alayt by so mele so we see that Agoy Shartur himself holds that sarim chalav is rabbono. We have shatis with stone dinachlas milach sarim was it sarim chalav the aizir. ובאם זה יש לו אימא דרחס, יאב ומי דיקנו, פסח איב, בכל אוב דרבון, עושה לאחד, בינו מיד אחר, ולכן כמה נסימן פיטס, ועוד איתו נאגרה, איב ודבינו נחולים בפיפורה, how is it the same as him say that you are allowed to eat דבינו after פסח איב? Why? Because of the memory that could all it The memory of Agre, Eifu Gvino Necholim Bapikur. What does Bapikur mean? Hefker. You can eat cheese and chicken Hefker way. I mean like Hefker. So, there are some Rishayim who say that means like Hefker. In other words, it's indiscriminate. You don't have to worry which eat first and which later. You can eat now chicken and then half an hour later you can eat Gvino. That's the pshat masakashim, but that pshat is not murchach. There could be another pshat, that when it says, avikuret, in a hefke way, that means indiscriminately, it means, so it says, goli tona agra, hii, vina chol avikuret, מפשינו כמו שפורש הרמב״ם מזיהי ובין ביסיוסף סימן פיטס וחיים לדייך על גבינו והקני so then it will even בשר בהמו is also מותר ובשר בהמו is also מותר Both is the chalik. Now there is, if it is very, if it is a gvino kosher, so then there is a halacha that you have to wait 6 hours if it's a gvino kosher. But not today, not our cheeses. Our cheeses are not considered gvino kosher. But bismaneim, so they had a gvino kosher, So then you're not allowed to eat gvino kosher and then sabheima. But to eat gvino and then chicken, that is all right. Mashenkin nikabe al gvino, so not only eichu gvino ma'akeilof is mutea, that you should wait after the gvino. After the gvino, 6 hours. But he has reference to gvino kosher, so mainly gvino ma'akeil psabheimo is osea, but gvino ma'akeilei, is muta. Mashayim kinei vahakein gvino is osea. Is osea, even though psarim b'chol of his own family. Voi nish lechalim lecham dab. Vai kosev ha-rambam se pervis mechas mamrim she'eime psarim b'chol of osem natere eime mevalteiz. Eime mevalteiz. Avodogim Avodogim v'chakovim eim b'mis afim rabot. So the Levush mentioned that it's osea mepnei asakone to eat dogim with milk. And that is not so. Only dogim with meat, but not dogim with milk. Because what there is all, there is only shame in the common of the dogim with hollow, yes, I call it. Who should go in very high. Who we have a stinch of the seals of the skin, and who toys. To the Niska show the dogim was also a sacone. I will hold the shaman with the inu. The whole game of the game in Agina Rochi. The wash the dogim with hollow, the lechem. Come the affirmation is about the seals of the skin. The chemis of the Sheva, the sigo of the Zay, the Kabishas, the Kinzil, the Mashbehead, the lesbian of the sacone, and John Wupashi. Now, Rabbi says, we know I will ask.